Merry Christmas!
Where's the ho-ho-ho, Derek? Derek, I really miss the ho-ho-ho.
You're going to paste it in later if you really, really want it. But don't do that.
Okay.
Maybe I'll say it later.
Welcome to your Christmas present from Answers May Vary. And we don't have just, I mean, typical us style, we're underprepared and we don't have a whole lot, but we're going to talk a little bit about the Christmas story and try to engage with it a little bit. And I don't know what just happened. Something just flew off the table and clanged on the floor. What was that?
Sounded like a bowl.
That was probably the ghost of Christmas past. Bowl.
Oh.
It might be moist over there.
Okay.
What it sounded like.
Anyway, so my first question is this. Who are you in the Christmas story? Which character do you most identify with? And I'm going to do a 2-for-1. If you don't like that question, which character in the Christmas story do you most admire?
Ooh.
Ooh. Hmm. Okay, I'm ready, so I'm going to go.
But yeah, go just talk. It. You just talk whenever you're ready.
So,
it's not, no order here.
I think probably ever since I became a dad, I kind of put myself in Joseph's shoes.
Hmm.
At least I've thought much more about what he went through since then than before.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's kind of where I put myself. And
yeah, what do you mean by
that? It's kind of astounding to me. I mean, he was giving up his reputation to go ahead and marry Mary and adopting a child, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And he was willing to do that. And I don't know what that looked like or felt like to him, but
mm-hmm.
It appears that he embraced that and did well with it. And I just think it's pretty cool what he did.
Well, I was trying to figure out, because I don't really connect super much with Joseph and Mary, because I'm not like a parent and I'm not married, and I don't know, it just doesn't really strike me that much that way. So, I don't know, I never really jive with the shepherds. I mean, it's probably because their angel experience is so specific and that's not like something I experienced. So I don't think I really paced myself in there. So I feel like I'm very much in kind of a spectator role, which basically is the wise men.
Okay.
But they come later and they got like amazing gifts and everything and they're super like sagely and they got all this like Herod drama and I don't know.
Seems like you.
So I think I'm actually going to go with the animals. I think that's kind of...
Okay.
No, okay, hold up. Hear me out.
Sure, yeah.
I feel like the reason that kind of connects most is because it seems like the animals just like were kind of chilling there, just kind of like spectators.
Mm.
And it feels like that is kind of like what most of us get to do in the Christmas story. Mm. It's like we're mostly observing. Like in my brain, it's fun to imagine the animals as kind of knowing what was going on. And I feel like that's kind of like where we are.
Interesting. I never thought of that.
Yeah, because animals are always portrayed as like, I don't know. I know it was the holy infant that was tender and mild, but it kind of seems that the animals are always portrayed as being
like,
a little bit angelic too.
Yeah, they're just kind of like chilling there, lying down or whatever, or helping out at
crucial
points.
It's kind of like they're part of the special. They're part of the special moment without being a main character in the story,
mm-hmm.
and so I feel like that's kind of where I'm
mm-hmm.
at.
Huh. Cool.
Well, I'm trying to think because I sort of connect with the shepherds a little bit. Like, I'm just a regular person out in rural America doing my thing and involved in agriculture, no doubt.
Sure.
But really, like, anybody who's a regular person out in rural America kind of gets that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, not that I've really had a real angel encounter. Maybe I have, but not that obvious, like, they just pop up in the sky and talk to me. But just that, you know, maybe in my life I'll see and do some amazing things while I'm doing my regular day-to-day stuff, right?
Ooh, I like that. That's cool. Just kind of being faithful and...
Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden out of the blue here, or out of the dark sky, pops an angel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing.
Huh.
Yeah, that's cool.
I would say I'm kind of with you, Brad. I would this year especially I'm identifying with Joseph quite a bit because I'm engaged
and I've never
been engaged before over Christmas time, and so it's like I was thinking about like what would my response be if I found out that my fiance was pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and then she told me that an angel told her that it's like gonna be the Son of God and like she wasn't actually she did no wrong, and I'd be like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, you're making this up.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be super offended and angry and whatever. But then, like, if an angel told me in a dream that I shouldn't, like, it would pretty much take that, like, an angel telling me in a dream that this is chill or not to be afraid and whatever, because otherwise I would probably be done. I mean,
yeah.
So that's cool, something that I'm
mostly
kind of
because never in the history of the world was that physically possible.
Right, exactly. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
yeah. And that's where I think it's pretty cool that both of them had an angel tell them.
Right.
Like, I mean, there was verification. And it's not that they both had to deal with the fallout from people that didn't see the angel, but they did have that confirmation and they could go off of it and just deal with whatever came after that because they knew they were following God.
So the next question is this. I want you to each pick, this is kind of multiple choice. I want you to each pick an object from the Christmas story and give the modern day equivalent or like your own paraphrase of what that could kind of be. So does that make sense? So like it can be the gifts the wise men did or the manger or, you know, the stable or the path to Bethlehem or whatever. Just like pick something that's an object and just say, this is kind of what I like, maybe imagine it would be like if it was today. So are you guys ready or should I start?
I can go.
Go ahead.
That's easy and maybe too much of a layup, but I feel like the gold in the wise man story is gold today. Like it's still
okay.
But it still literally has that same
interesting
value, and maybe it doesn't. I mean, I'm sure things have changed slightly as far as it not being used as much as a currency and stuff, but gold is still, it's one of those things that through history has always been a symbol of like extreme value. Like giving gold to someone now is just as valuable as giving gold to someone in Jesus' day. And maybe it's a little different because of how we use it. It's not as much just like in common circulation probably, but I still think that's one of the things that feels the most relatable of the three wise men's gifts, just because I have like a context for what that would be like to receive gold. Like frankincense, not really. I don't really like get it. It's like, oh, great, you gave me perfume or whatever that is. But like gold, I think, kind of carries down through history a little easier.
Yeah, I like that. But
okay, so I just came up with one. The donkey that Mary rode. I'm not sure if it's historically accurate. I mean, I don't know if it says that she rode a donkey, but she probably did anyway. It's a 2002 Honda Civic.
I was going to say 2006 Honda Accord. We were so close.
I was thinking a Toyota Corolla.
You're on the right track.
Dude, okay.
We were literally
so close. We were all thinking the same thing, basically. I never once thought of that. Landon looks like he's getting his mind blown right now. What do you think it is, Landon? The donkey?
Continue.
Okay. No comment.
Plays the fifth.
Oh, man. Oh,
do you have
man.
One, Derek?
Oh, man. Well, I was kind of thinking along that line. I was trying to, man, I am just racking my brain.
Well,
I did have one. Okay, so the stable out back is the innkeeper's sort of hippie type bus that, like, he's converted a school bus. He's like, well, I got this thing sitting around back. The heater, like, kind of works, so crank it up as much as it'll go and hope for the best.
so it's kind of like a rotting RV that's just sitting
it's
around?
Like something, it's like his, like, project or what that's just sitting out there.
Yeah, like, I mean,
a pop-up camper?
And it didn't really have furniture, and there was animals living in it.
Ew! And then she has to give birth in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I like it. That is great. Mine was the manger. I think the manger would be like a dog bowl. Like just like a dog poop
big
bowl.
Dog bowl.
I guess big.
Like for
big
a Saint
enough
Bernard?
For a baby. Yeah, sure. But just like just kind of this gross thing that you feed your animal out of and you're gonna put your baby in there. I don't know. That's just what I thought.
That's fair. Actually kind of cool because I suspect the manger was much more like that than I tend to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean
the mangers I'm familiar with are pretty clean and nice.
They're pretty clean. They have lots of nice soft
fresh
straw.
Fresh cut hay, just
I know.
Fluffy and lovely. In there.
Better than dog food.
Landon, so. You look like you have one.
He kind of does.
Okay, so I got one prepared. I didn't know what was going on because I just tuned in, but now I realized near the end what we're doing. And so I came up with one, and that is that the shepherds are a bunch of hippies.
Okay.
And they all got incredibly high. And they were led to believe to invest in this cryptocurrency that was about to take off that no one believed.
Whoa.
And it did.
Okay. I kind of like that. I'm not sure how I feel about the parallel between drugs and seeing angels. Yeah, that works.
See, I was trying to think of the shepherds as like being a low totem pole job in society. I was trying to think what they would be in that. Like hippies would work. I was actually kind of thinking like drywallers, no offense, but
oh,
whoa,
like
wow,
that seems weirdly accurate.
I know, it's like boom, you got it.
If you're a drywaller and you're listening to this, please let us know.
Not all drywallers are creative.
Hippie drywallers.
Sure,
that works. Dude, drywallers are awesome. Like we've had some really good ones, and they do a good work. So
yeah,
what can
exactly.
I say?
Sorry, I just threw them under the bus. But
no one said the shepherd was bad occupation. I mean,
well, I thought they were known for being a little bit crazy though, or a little bit just like kind of. I thought it was. I was kind of putting them on a level with like fishermen, like just kind of the fringe. I mean, just kind of the day laborers of society, but kind of the dirty day laborers, like just not really that
kind of rough and
But I don't know if that's right. Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah.
So maybe it was actually a local McDonald's where the angel showed up in the drive-through window, hey. And they all abandoned the store at 12 a.m. to go see the baby.
Hey. That that could be.
And everybody in the lobby, or they're like, "It says they're open till 2 a.m. and they're closed the lobby." Like, come on, man.
Yeah. Like, hey, we got to go to
they
see this
put
baby
a sign
in, the,
up,
in like, the bus.
It's a McMiracle.
Sorry.
What?
Okay.
Alrighty.
Well, Merry McChristmas.
I think that's about it on the Christmas story. But Brandon, you had like some stats or podcast.
Yeah,
stats.
This is the halftime.
We're gonna pivot to that.
So this is kind of like an end of the year thing, but also it's like this is a gift to you. So we're gonna look at the year wrapped, which was also kind of our gift to you. So we're wrapping our gift, more or less. So this comes from Spotify. So probably not all of these will be accurate to like Apple Podcasts and some of the other platforms to use, but it's through Anchor. So it says that Answers May Vary in 2022 created 845 minutes of new content. And that's more than 81% of other creators in the news category. So that's kind of interesting. I'm going to have to kind of sort through some of these. So feel free to fill in conversation on the edges, but, so can you guys guess? It says one episode really grabbed listeners' attention. Can you guess your number one episode? So our options are Do Our Shopping Habits Matter, which is podcast number 11, which came out February 18th. There was Practical Ways That Christians Can Interact, I think, with non-believers. Okay, because it doesn't show me the rest of it. It's just the first little bit. That was in April 22 or April 22nd. And How Do We Honor the Past While Living in the Present? That is from March.
Oh boy!
Wow, that's I'm gonna say that the past and the present one. The how do we live in the?
What was the first one again?
The first one was Do Our Shopping Habits Matter?
I'm guessing that the shopping habits one.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with the past and present, future, whatever deal one.
So it is, let's see here, make sure I remember correctly. Yes, it is Our Shopping Habits.
Oh, really?
That's older. Our older ones said no to us listens because people kind of listen back.
Gotcha.
Okay.
But it says that received, that episode had 100% more streams than your average episode, which is interesting. I'm not exactly sure how that works.
Is this just Spotify stats or is this across all platforms?
Yeah, I think it's just Spotify.
Okay.
So they said that our podcast loves to travel. Anyone want to guess our top country?
The U.S.
Nailed it. Yes. Anyone want to guess our number two?
Oh, see, I know that. I
you
think
do?
I've
what's our number two?
Number two is the U.K. or like England.
Brad, what's your guess?
I mean, sure, he knows it, so it's U.K.
Okay, Derek, what's yours?
I mean, it could be Canada, but
so
I doubt
it was heard in seven countries. Our number two is Germany.
Germany. I thought Germany was number three.
Nope, Poland's number three.
What?
Back up. Number four is Canada. Number five is UK.
Oh. Okay. Well,
what?
I must have.
It was seven countries, and those are top five. United States, one. Germany, two. Poland, three. Canada, four. United Kingdom, five.
Never mind. I guess I don't know that.
So,
okay.
But I do now.
That I mean, don't ask too many questions because I don't know much about it. But they said something magical happened between October 23rd and October 29th because we had 138% more listeners compared to our average week. So that would have been right.
Obviously, came out. Released.
What released then?
That was the Mary podcast.
No, what? March?
October.
Oh, October.
That would have been the week following it was. Our community one that
Mary was on. Mary did something magical.
Shout out to Mary.
Okay, so popular. Pop quiz. What percent?
Mary, did you know that you did something magical?
What percent of your listeners follow your podcast? 49%, 16%, or 32%?
32%.
No, wait. What's the question?
What percentage of your listeners follow your podcast?
Like, they listen, subscribed.
And they also subscribe.
Gotcha.
Oh. So
it's
49, 16, or 32?
49. I'll have some faith in them.
I'm not going to guess 16.
So you got 49 or 32.
It's 32.
It's actually 49.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Wow. It says, go, guys.
You're in the top 20% most followed podcasts, like based on percentage.
Uh-huh. Interesting. So we have like loyal listeners.
Yeah.
I guess so. Don't
have or at least, yeah.
They want to know so when new podcasts come out.
So it says, what are Answers May Vary listeners like exactly? And we're about to find
that's
out.
What
here.
We're, that's what we're all wanting to know.
So our listeners, right now it's calculating our listeners' personalities.
What?
Your listener's podcast personality is the specialist. And what the specialist means is that your listeners are selective with the podcast they listen to, but they've got lots of love to go around. Once they decide they like a podcast, they're all in.
Kind of loyal.
Which I feel like kind of checks out.
Yep.
I can believe it.
I don't know. I listen to podcasts that way, and so somehow it's not that hard for me to imagine that other people would. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Your podcast loves making new friends, is what it says. 52% of your listeners discovered you in 2022. So more than half of our listeners have actually joined this year, even though we started in like spring of 21. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
So that's interesting. One episode attracted a lot of new listeners. Our social media episode number 2, which I thought this would have actually been in 2021, which is weird, but 23% of our listeners started with that episode.
Huh. I wonder why that is.
I don't really
maybe it just
know
looked
that.
Like an interesting topic that happened maybe. Early on.
Yeah,
or
yeah mm-hmm. And it's probably, I mean, you know, it's one of our first ones. So maybe they didn't want to listen to the first episode, so they went to the second one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 31% of your 2021 listeners joined you again this year. Which is actually lower than I would
have thought. That's kind of turnover, a high turnover rate.
Come back.
Kind of, but it's not like we're really losing listeners, so that's interesting.
What? Well, I thought you said 31% joined us again.
Yeah, I mean,
so we're losing like 60% of them.
Well, remember, this is also based on Spotify, which is actually less than 50% of our listeners, based on other, like Apple Podcasts makes up a pretty sizable chunk.
Yeah.
23% listen to most of your episodes, so I don't really know what qualifies as most, but... yeah, that's one little factoid they get. Listeners scored your podcast 5. That's, I'm not sure really what, I think that's just based on ratings or whatever. But yeah, let's see. There's a couple random little fun facts to finish it up. Your podcast saw a lot of gains this year. Your followers were up 36% and your hours were up 15%. Like I think like hours listened or me.
Oh,
mm-hmm. I'm not. Yeah. Anyway, so it's kind of a nice little...
So things are trending up. That's good.
Yeah, more or
good
less.
Good numbers.
Yeah.
You're a top 10 podcast for 49 fans. You're a top 5 podcast for 45 fans. And you're a number 1 podcast for 14 fans.
Hey. What does that mean? Yeah. Like, where do they vote like, on that or what?
No, like, I think, like, how much they listen.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Huh.
So it's basically, ooh, like, for, like... 40 some, like 45 were like in their top 5 podcasts, but then gotcha. For like 14, it's like we're their number 1 podcast.
That's so. Like basically Brad's family, right? You and well, you and 13 of your children.
Well, it's like,
if, wait a minute.
If there's certain people that basically don't listen to podcasts, it's right. Like for ours, you know,
that's probably where it's
those people mm-hmm.
So. That would be my mom.
I was going to say some grandparents or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so that's our 2022 wrapped.
Cool.
Wow. What else are we doing?
Well, we're gonna come back to the Christmas side of things a little more and each say something that we're looking forward to this holiday season. Or I'm going to expand that to say something you've already enjoyed this holiday season. But just kind of something you enjoy. And then I'm also going to open it up. We're going to do 2 rounds. So that'll be the first one. The second one will be if you have any – is optional. If you have any thought-provoking – questions or comments yet about the Christmas story or the Christmas season, something you've been thinking about a little more along the serious line. So that's optional if you want to. So anyway, first round, what are you looking forward to this year?
So I'm looking forward to being in Ohio for actual Christmas Day. Like we typically gone to Ohio over New Year's because we're in Kansas with my family over Christmas. And so this year my siblings and mom and families got together over Thanksgiving. And so that was cool. And that means that opens up Christmas for us to travel.
Nice.
Very good.
And Ohio is where your wife is from.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Technically the Midwest.
Well, you can call it the Northeast. No, yeah. I am looking forward to being off the youth committee at the end of the year.
What does that do with Christmas?
Well, you know, Christmas is a busy time, and I don't mind it, and it's a lot of fun, but it can be a little stressful. Yeah. And so that sounds bad. I'm saying that I'm glad that Christmas season will be over soon. No, really, I enjoy it, but no, anyway, that sounds weird. Man, I got to come up with something better than that.
Sorry, I can go while you're
okay, yeah, I'm that. Thinking.
And also, Landon, you don't get off the hook on this one, so keep that in mind, too.
Oh.
Well, I was thinking about going to Christmas parties because that's one thing I really do enjoy. But most of those for me are past, not completely, but like some of the more like social events are past. So I guess I'll go with something I'm looking forward to, which would actually be a concert. We're going to a Piano Guys concert next week. And that's something that I really am looking forward to because Christmas has a lot of like music in it. That's one of the things that I really enjoy about Christmas is the Christmas music. And so I think that will be, I don't know, it's just something I don't really do that often, and it was like more pricey than what I usually just spend on regular stuff, and so it was kind of fun to get to do something special like that. I'm looking forward to it.
Stop. You stole mine.
Oh, sorry.
I'm planning to go to that concert too, and I'm looking forward to that. But I can I think another thing I'm looking forward to is just the the relational aspect of the holidays. Or okay, so specifically, this is maybe a cliche, but with being engaged this Christmas season, we're planning a wedding in February, and so that's like, that brings on, it's all a whole new set of stresses and busyness. Yeah, exactly. But I think I'm looking forward to being able to kick back and relax a little bit with my fiance and family and enjoy relationships. So
it's good.
Yeah.
I like it. Oh, I'll go ahead and do a better one. Like, so with what Brad said, I'm in the same family as that gathered on Thanksgiving with Brad's my uncle, long story short, my mom's brother. So I'm looking forward to a little bit more. There won't be as many people around for Thanksgiving, for Christmas as there normally would be, which is kind of a bummer in some ways, but it means there won't be much going, and I might be able to spend some time at home and just chill a little bit. So that'd be fun.
Jolly.
What I'm looking forward to is going to South Carolina with my family for Christmas. We did it last year, and we were like, well, that was fun. So we're going to do it again this year, and I'm looking forward to it.
And it's just like a vacation, right? You don't have family there or anything.
Yeah, no.
Other than your family.
Yeah, actually, we'll be visiting my brother-in-laws that live here that are coming with us. So,
wait.
Your brother-in-law who's
sister,
not...
Your brother-in-law's plural?
My brother-in-law's family. Brother... I don't know.
Oh, that away.
My sister's husband is coming with us.
You're specifically... Yeah, never mind. We'll leave there.
Your sister's husband is going with you, but he has nothing to do with South Carolina. He's just going along.
That does sound fun.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Sounds very jolly.
Biking on the beach is the vibe, apparently.
They do it a lot.
Biking on the beach.
Hard on your legs.
I always thought the sand is a bad idea.
Yeah,
but
that does sound
it looks
hard
like
on
fun.
Your legs. It does sound relaxing in other ways, though. So I'm going to start the serious round, and you can say something if you want to, or you can pass. I think one of the things, so just last night, Arlene and I watched the Nativity Story, the movie, and they do a pretty good job of portraying like the political and social unrest that was happening during the time Jesus was born. Just Herod is this narcissist that just pretty much carves up the whole world. And or at least Israel, and the Romans are just always ruthless in any way. And they open with the scene of like these Roman soldiers going to Bethlehem to kill all the baby boys. And
real crowd pleaser.
I know. Right on the top. It just starts in with the dark. And I think the thing that I'm like thinking about a little bit is that, so something Arlene asks is like, she wonders if Jesus ever, how'd she say it? She wonders if he ever felt guilty for the lives that were,
that's interesting,
that his presence cost. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't thought of it that way before. And then I kind of thought of it, well, our presence cost his life too.
Mm.
And I think the thing that I'm kind of learning more and more is that sin is ugly, and mm-hmm. that it's like there's, I often think of sin as stuff you shouldn't do, but it's not that bad. It's just, you're not supposed to do it. But at the root, sin is really ugly and really costly. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. That's just some of the things I've been thinking of leading up to Christmas here.
I never thought about Jesus feeling guilty, and I kind of doubt he did, but it's kind of interesting to think about.
Yeah.
I think sorrow and guilt might be
too. Sure.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's just a.
Yeah.
I agree with you, too.
But
that is interesting.
And so, thinking of. Shoot, I had a thought and it just slipped me. They're kind of slippery things. Right, I'll just go to my other thing.
That's fine. Go ahead. It's 10:30, so you're allowed to have slippery thoughts.
Yes.
Oh, after dark.
Wow, that's not great.
Sorry. Okay, we'll get this pulled back in here. Oh, my goodness. So I often hear the thing of, you know, we celebrate Jesus' birth, but he didn't stay a baby, you know, that idea. And that's perfectly true. But when I think of that, I often think of him, the way he lived his life and his death and resurrection, which are great things to think about. But I read a devotional the other day that had me thinking a little different direction, and that was him as victor at the end of time. And so it was like, oh, that kind of adds a whole other layer beyond the, I mean, yeah, we often kind of focus on the Christmas story, which is pretty cool. There's much more to it, to Jesus' life, but then there's something even beyond his earthly life and what he brought us there. So anyway,
mm-hmm. You know, at this hour, I'm just about slap out of serious thoughts.
That's fine. Did you have anything, Brandon?
Well, I was wondering if Landon had anything yet, or I mean, I was going to like go around the circle and close it out, but I can go now too.
Oh,
I don't know if Landon had anything to share.
That's great.
This isn't super profound or thought out, but I don't remember when it was. I was thinking about imagining Jesus as an 18-year-old in my age, my time of life, like wondering what was his like thought process? Was he thinking about, you know, how he's gonna make money when he grew up? You know, thinking about girls. Like, what? I didn't figure he was thinking about a lot of that stuff. So, I was trying to think like how can I try to become like think more like Jesus would have thought.
Wow,
that is interesting. That's good.
I actually kind of have, I guess I'm feeling for Derek because I kind of had a twofer more or less. But
sweet.
No, that's just your thing.
my first one was that, okay, so we watched the animated movie called The Star Through the Night, which is not at all realistic. I don't know if any of you guys have watched it, but it's pretty funny. And also, it's like about the Christmas story, like the nativity story, whatever. And it's actually, it draws some pretty good points from it, even though it's not like, I mean, obviously it's a movie, so they're not really trying to be, it's more about the animals. So the animals are animated, so they talk and everything. But one thing that it did make me kind of think about watching the movie was like, okay, wow, this was actually like something that happened. Like, it's not just a story or a fairy tale or whatever. Like, this is actually like, this literally happened to real human beings. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like weird to think about. And it kind of made me a little bit emotional at the moment because it's like, okay, wow, it is really incredible. Like, there's so many miracles and stuff that went into that. And just kind of, yeah, we talked about it somewhat already, but like the emotions of it for like Mary and Joseph and everything, like, yeah, it just made it a little bit more real that way. So I guess that's something I'm just kind of trying to be a little bit more aware of, like around those holidays. But the thing I was actually going to go with before that flew into my brain was kind of continuing on the theme of transcendence, or kind of finding beauty in like the little things. I think one of the things I like about Christmas is there is just a lot of beauty, like in the singing, in the decorations, in the gift giving and the relationships and everything. And so I think I just want to be in tune with like, okay, where is that actually coming from, and giving proper credit for why that, why we can enjoy those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Can I respond to Landon's?
Sure.
Landon, you said that, you know, Jesus probably wasn't that super into, you know, some of the things we think of as just kind of earthly. And in a sense, you're right, because I don't think that's where his focus was. But he had all those feelings. And I think that's something pretty cool, actually, that we can kind of hang our hats on, that that he knows what it feels like to be an 18-year-old or a 10-year-old or a however old you are. And, yeah, he has... He knows what it's like. So.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, absolutely.
And that's something we tend to kind of like super spiritualize or just kind of, I don't know. Yeah. Take the reality out of it, I think.
But I, sorry, just to jump back in. I think you're kind of on the right track though, Landon, in that even though he had those feelings, he obviously, or obviously, I don't know what it was like to be Jesus, but he didn't like sit there like we can tend to and dwell on those earthly things, and so we got to remember that in the midst of all of it. So
yeah, well, thank you all for participating in your thoughtful comments, and I think this has been Answers May Vary, the Christmas edition. Thanks for joining us, and wishing you a Merry Christmas. See ya.
Have a cozy time.
Bye now.
Merry Christmas, folks.